We're in week two of This Is What We Do. And because we're talking about This Is What We Do, we wanted to let you hear from some people here at Focus. At Focus, we give of our time, our money, and our resources. And there are so many people here at Focus Church that just do that. And so we wanted to let you hear from some of them. If you have your message notes, they're going to look a little bit different today because we gave some space for you to reflect on what's going on during the service. So if you look at there's some questions there, it says this person's story resonated with me. That's because we're going to hear from several people today in our service. And you can just write down things that resonate with you, things that hit you, things that you don't want to forget, or something that maybe gives you a new lens for giving. You see, giving changes people's lives. And that's why we wanted you to see some stories of what was happening in people's lives. In Matthew 25, 29, it says, "To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away." And I want you to hear from our first person, Dylan Dignan, about what happens when he decided to give.
Hi, my name is Dylan Dignan. And I've been a member at Focus Church for going on 3 years now. And I think I've been tithing maybe for about going on 2 years. 3 years ago when we first came to Focus, that I heard Pastor Ryan's message on like tithing, giving, I was like, oh great, of course. We're gonna hear a sermon about giving our money and tithing. And so I didn't pay too much attention. A year later, I had already been at church for a year, and then I heard the message again, and I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I should. Pastor Shalee, she said, because I was telling her, oh yeah, I went and shoveled for all these people in about the span of like 4 hours, and I was like, yeah, I made a nice amount of money. And she's like, well, have you considered maybe even tithing? She wasn't like, hey, you should really tithe. She was like, have you considered tithing? I'm like, I guess maybe not. And she was like, okay, well, would you want to? And I said, oh, yeah, sure, I guess I can tithe or give. Just like, yeah, maybe it seems like a good idea to do it like this one time. That's like what my thought was. The decision to start giving more was I was kind of just growing in my faith and just developing my faith with God. And so part of it, I kind of just realized, I was like, well, if I'm going to try and start living a life that follows suit of Jesus, and follow a life, and like try to live a life that pleases God, I was like, if I'm not even giving at all, if I'm not even tithing here and there, or if I'm not giving at all, I was like, that doesn't please God because we're supposed to tithe. I started to just give a little bit by, like, I started to tithe here and there. Like, I think I had a gap between, like, a 10-month gap between tithing, like, I tithed here, and then 10 minutes later, I tithed again. And then after that, it was a little bit more. And then it was all the more consistent since then. So my mindset just changed pretty 180 on that. God's really just revealed himself in a way, because, I mean, ever since I've been tithing, I just haven't been short. I haven't been short on the money that I needed. Like, I've always been able to do, like, pay my insurance or whatever I need to pay. And tithing, giving that 10% away, has never interfered with anything else. I've always had like enough left over to do just fun with friends or whatever. And then there's even been a couple times where money, sometimes not as much money is coming in, but then like it's still plentiful. Like, I still tithe on it, and it's just still plentiful, even though it's not as much as some other times. It's just still plentiful and overflowing. So I think I've seen a change in my life ever since I've been tithing and giving. I think for a while I was really, really stingy with my money and really selfish, and it was hard to give to others or to just like tithe in general. And so as soon as I started like tithing and giving up a little bit, give a little slack, I felt more generous now than I did when I wasn't tithing. And that's just because, you know, you're already like able to tithe, and you're doing that, and you're like, okay, well, I could give here, and I could like help out people here, or like, it doesn't even have to be related to helping people with money. It could be just helping people in general. I feel like I've done a lot more volunteering or like helping people with their stuff that they need ever since then. Ever since tithing, I've just been able to give to people a lot easier, or maybe just go and do something a lot easier than I could before. But like if somebody's like, hey, I could like use your help, like your time, like I could help you, I could use your help like with your time to do this thing. Before I'd be like, maybe like I want my time for myself. But since tithing, I feel like I've just been a lot more like, oh yeah, sure, I can come help you for a little bit or just take care of that real quick. And yeah, I feel like I've been a lot more generous since tithing.
I love Dylan's perspective that he says, I've been a lot more generous since I started tithing. It's really cool that when we start to give what already belongs to God, he changes our heart and he helps us see that like all the things around us, our time, our resources, and our money all belong to him. And it's really fun to see. I saw Dylan Dagnan over in the foster care home volunteering. Just as a young man, he started tithing, and what a great legacy he will leave for his family. Let's look at one more story from Mandy about, hey, why did she start tithing and what changed her perspective?
Hey, my name is Mandy, and before I came to Focus Church, I didn't really know much about tithing. I saw people do it before when I used to go to church when I was younger, but I wasn't really sure exactly what it was. I just thought, you know, if you had some loose change in your pocket, people would just give to the church, but I didn't know exactly what it went to. I have been going to Focus Church for 5 years now, and when I started to come, Pastor Ryan was talking about tithing, and I still wasn't exactly sure what it was. So I finally went up to Pastor Shalee and asked her more about it. And she explained it to me a little bit more and more in depth and kind of why we tithe and things like that. I definitely thought about tithing, but I was hesitant because I have bills to pay and I didn't know if I would have enough, so if I would tithe, then would I have enough for bills and all of that? So I definitely didn't tithe for a while after Pastor Shalee talked to me. But finally, I did tithe, and I realized that once I did give to God my 10%, that everything was still provided for. My bills were still paid. I still had money for food, gas, all of that. I even had extra money still. So God has definitely revealed himself since I've been giving that he is always there for me. He always provides, even when I question sometimes if I should tithe or not, that when I do tithe, he always provides. So ever since I started tithing, I have never stopped tithing. And every time he has provided. Since I've been tithing, it has definitely changed me some, because now that I'm giving 10% every time, I definitely feel like I'm able to give more, sometimes to different funds, like the Do Something Fund, or even if people are in need. I'm definitely more willing to give to others, and I just feel in my heart that I have changed in that way. I don't want to keep it all for myself and only fear that I won't have enough. So God has definitely changed my mind in that, and that he definitely provides, and that I am able to give to other funds or other things that I am passionate about or that I want to help with. If I knew about tithing earlier in life, when I started working and having a job and earning money, I definitely would have started tithing, because I've learned that God does provide, and that sometimes you get blessed with more once you start giving. If you are questioning whether you should be tithing or not, I've definitely been in that same boat. I questioned it a lot when I started learning about tithing, and I was on the fence because how are my bills going to get paid and things like that. But once you start giving, God will provide, and you will see a change in your life, and you'll see a change in your heart, and just a different perspective on what tithing is.
Maybe you were like Mandy and you didn't really understand what tithing is. Tithing is giving 10% of our income, our first and our best, to God. When we do that, he does take care of all the rest. He takes care of the 90%. Maybe you have learned about tithing your whole life, and let's watch a story of somebody who continues to see God's faith through tithing.
I'm Randon Foldhazy. I've been giving to church my whole life. It started when I was in elementary service, and even before that in preschool, we were giving to BGMC, which is Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge. And then in youth I gave, and then I've continued to give my whole life. It's kind of interesting. It's like something my family does is that we just give our first and our best to God. We give the first 10%, and that's tithing. And it's just kind of instilled in me from my parents to do that. And I've just continued to do it as I've become an adult myself. From the very first time, from getting my first job, I gave the 10% to God. And I've always done giving beyond that anytime I've had the opportunity. Now, I will say that when my first job was while I was a teenager living with my parents, now that I've moved, once I moved out and having jobs outside of that, you have to be like, wait, I've got to take care of my own finances. They're not going to just tell me, hey, give that first 10%. I've got to be responsible for that myself. So I always have set up that I automatically give that 10%. And once I got my own first paycheck outside of being underneath my parents' household, I've always set that up automatically, so I don't even have to worry about that. And that opens up the opportunities to keep on giving above and beyond and do what God wants me to do with my money. It's really easy to get into the mindset of when you work for something, work for however many hours or doing your job or whatever, that when you make that money, that's yours, that you decide where it goes and do what you want. So why would you give it to God when you don't know what God's gonna do with it? But when we give that money to God, He blesses us with all of our financials, that we have 90% that's left to us, and that 10% is left to God. And God takes care of that 90% when we're faithful to Him way better than we can. God manages our money way better than us, and God's faithful in everything. There have been many times where I don't know how something's going to be taken care of or what's going to happen, and I've been blessed by others financially, and I didn't ever expect it. And I can only give that to God, give the credit to God for that. You know, the money that we have isn't our own, it's actually God's, and we're just the managers of everything that God has given us in our lives. And I believe that since it is God's, we should give back to Him, because God can do a lot more with our money than we can do in our lifetime with way more money.
God can do more with 90% than we can do with 100%. It's awesome value that he learned. In Isaiah 38:19, it says, "Only the living can praise you as I do today. Each generation tells of your faithfulness to the next." And Randon happens to be my son, and I love that early on he learned this this lesson on giving, and he continues to do that, and I get to watch God be faithful to him and all that he does. We're gonna hear another story from Pastor Hope, someone who also learned giving from her parents, and watch what God did, the miracles that he did in her life.
Hello, my name is Pastor Hope. I'm one of the staff pastors here at Focus Church. I have been here for 23 years. I have been giving all of my adult life, and it started out when I was a child. My parents, at 10 years old, began serving the Lord, and I watched them for years just give to God and give Him the 10% and know that that was a blessing over the 90. It was just the way God set it up. I've continued giving in my own personal life as an adult because I saw it work with my parents. I had 19 brothers and sisters. I saw God be faithful to us on just one of my dad's incomes, and I knew that it was the right thing to do, and I knew that God was faithful. I watched him for years. There are many times in my life where I decided that I was really gonna think about, could I afford to give or could I not afford to give? And I remember one time in particular, we had a family living with us that had their father and dad was in prison, and they came to stay with us, and I had 3 potatoes left in the bag, and there were 7 people to feed. And I said, Lord, I've got 7 people to feed for 5 days before any more money comes in. And he just said to me, don't count the potatoes again. I had 3 potatoes in that bag. So throughout that week, we had potato a la everything. And when my husband came home on Thursday night with his paycheck, he said, well, what should we have for supper tonight? I'll go to the store. And I said, well, I'll get some potatoes and fry them up. I looked back in the bag was empty. God fed us out of a bag with three potatoes in it, seven people for 5 days. God has really revealed himself to me as a provider, and especially now that I'm widowed and I don't have a husband to talk things over with anymore. I talk to God a lot about it, and there's been times there too when I felt like, oh my gosh, can I give? Will I be able to? But God has just very much been faithful, and I decided, even before all of the finances got straightened out after my husband's death, that I was going to continue to give like I was getting the same amount of money when he was alive. And he was just, God was so faithful. And he is very faithful to me and has kept me. And that's who my God is. I remember a time while we were at this church that we had just moved to a big farmhouse with a great big LP gas tank in the back, which you had to have certain percent filled and you paid cash on that day. And we were short of that money. And somebody came up to us in church that Sunday, knowing nothing about any amount or anything. And I went home with within 25 cents of what we needed to fill that gas barrel. You know, if you're on the fence about giving and whether you can afford to give, I just encourage you with, you can't outgive God. He said, you give me the 10% and I will bless the 90%. So, and he also says in that verse, test me and see. So I just encourage you to take God's promise that he will bless that 90% if you are faithful in giving the 10. And as they say, you can take that to the bank.
I love that Pastor Hope says you can take that to the bank. Why do we teach on giving at Focus Church? Because we know what happens when you give. God takes care of the rest. And it's so important. In fact, I want you to hear from this next man who's going to tell us how God has provided time and time again in his life because he chose to give. And he's another one. Generation after generation, he gets to see what God does with giving.
I'm Abe Degnan, and my wife Lisa and I have been giving throughout our entire marriage. And I guess what I remember is at the point in high school when I quit going to the same church that my parents went to and started going to a different church on my own is the point where I also took ownership of giving because I felt it was appropriate for me to support the church I was going to. My grandpa kept a logbook, kind of like a diary of everything, everywhere they traveled, vacations, but also all the money that they spent. And we found out that because of that logbook that my grandparents were tithing. And they were a big influence in my life. And that was, I guess, the reason that Lisa and I said when we got married that is when we decided to start tithing. My perspective about giving is that it was something good to do. I mean, it was obviously a necessary thing to run the church. And it's said that God doesn't need our money or whatever. He'll make things happen. But on the other hand, there are people who work for churches and there's expenses and bills to pay, so it's good to give. As a business owner, I'm subject to the fluctuation of the economy. And we went through the housing recession that went from about 2008 to 2012, and we had bought speculative lots where we were going to build houses and stuff like that, and it got really tight. We had a spec house built. We had just built a new house for ourselves, and the economy was crashing and nothing was selling. And even in the midst of the worst financial times, the most difficult financial times of our life, we remained committed to tithing, and we put it all in God's hands. I think that God tells us to test him in that, and he says to bring the full tithe into the storehouse, and so we've been diligent, and I do think that we've been blessed because of it. We have We certainly have had difficulty, but in the end, we've never been lacking in a sense of desperation, other than that we have had to rely on God and we've had to take detours, and then those detours tell us that we're in a better spot than we thought we were going to be in the first place. We have a whole bunch of God moments where God obviously made everything align for us. And, you know, so at the beginning of the housing recession, before we ever knew how bad it was going to be, we had began planning our first adoption after Zach and Dylan were born. And we were evaluating Guatemala and Haiti and China, and right at that point where we had said, okay, we're going to adopt from Guatemala, we had picked an agency, I was about to transfer the money for the down payment on that adoption process, all of a sudden the phone rang one night and it was our friend calling us saying that Cora's birth mom wanted to talk to us. And we had been waiting 18 months. Cora was already 18 months old at that point. And we had thought that she was supposed to be our daughter, but it took all that time for her birth mom to be able to be ready. And it turned out that the amount of the down payment for the one adoption agency to do international adoption like was exactly the amount that we ended up having for all of our expenses to do this direct adoption for Cora that was here just locally in Madison. God aligned that in so many different ways, including the fact that I had picked out the name Cora in 2002, and her birth father named her that when she was born in 2006. It was obvious to us how that all fit together. But even that, you know, at the beginning with our tithing, we tithed all the way through the adoption process. We tithed all the way through our process of adopting Noah and Katie and Alex, and God has blessed us. There is joy in giving. There's joy in giving stuff away. There's joy in helping other people. There's a lot of joy in feeling free to be like, oh my gosh, I can just go do that for somebody. That is the joy of giving, is to be able to do something to help somebody and just know that it is the right thing to do without worrying about it, without thinking twice about it. That when you are a cheerful giver, and not just that you're a cheerful giver, that you're a cheerful tither, look at what a church can do, and that the church can live in abundance and be able to do things and help people, and to have events and to give away groceries and to bless people rather than always being worried about whether the church is going to make its next mortgage payment or be able to pay the pastor.
So awesome that he has joy in giving. We can read in the Word of God all the times that God was faithful to people back in Bible times, but it's really cool to see that God is still faithful today. What he did in the Bible, he still does today. And it's awesome that we can sit and say, look what he did for Pastor Hope, that there was a miracle, the potatoes didn't run out. And look what he did with adoption, with the Dagnans. He always provided everything that they needed. And you might be sitting there and you might be thinking, yeah, they gave all the time. It was easy. Their parents did it. It was fine. But maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking, 10% is a lot, and I'm not sure I can make that leap. Let's watch Tara's story where they made the leap into giving their first and best 10% to God.
Hi, my name is Tara. I have been in the church my whole life, and so I have known about giving and known about tithing, but it's always come from a place of you should be doing this, and also kind of a place of shame because we weren't giving what we should have been giving. We weren't giving our first and our best, our 10%. Josh and I kind of had a perspective shift when it comes to giving. Last year when Pastor Ryan was going through the giving series, and I remember immediately after the first weekend service of hearing this message from a completely different perspective than I've ever heard in my life, talking to Josh and being like, it's time for us to put all of ourselves into the bucket and to, we've given God control of every area of our life except for when it came to our money, and we both were in agreement that it was definitely time that we were going to do that. Kind of the part of that series that really hit home for both of us was how Pastor Ryan just made it really personal and really real and gave personal stories from his life as well, and kind of helped take that shame and guilt off of us and recognize that yes, giving 10% of whatever we bring in is a huge amount. For most of us, that comes kind of in second to our mortgage or our rent. It's above our car payments, above any other bill. And that God does that on purpose, and that we really have to rely on Him to be our source. And just hearing that completely changed our perspective and kind of took the pressure off of us and kind of put it on God to be like, okay, Lord, like we're giving you our first and our best, and now you're gonna have to help make a way. So we started, this was back in November, we were starting the process of looking for a home. We were renting because we took that faith journey to move from Kansas up here to Wisconsin. And it felt like a scary time to start giving a lot of our income to the Lord, even though we knew that was what we were being called to do, and to do that in obedience and in faith. And it was kind of a pivotal moment where we were wanting to build a home, but we were being told that it might not be possible. And let's start looking at some other options. But I know in my spirit that God had told me that we were going to build this home. He showed me what plot of land that we were going to build on. And so I kept holding on to that. And when we started giving, it's like everything changed and we were approved right away to start building our home. Another way that we really saw God come through was Josh has been working for a company where they have not been giving out raises, promotions, bonuses. They've been very tight on that. And I remember him calling me last spring and his boss said, hey, like this is not normal, but you are getting a promotion and a raise, even though that's not really happening in the company. And we immediately knew like that's just the blessing from the Lord, because we've been faithful and because we've been obedient. And we've seen things big and small like that happen over the last year, and it's just been really cool. And we, you know, attribute all of that to the Lord. Since we have started giving, I feel like our faith has grown exponentially, just seeing God come through time and time again. And Pastor Ryan last week was talking about that cycle of feeling like there's never enough instead of there being a cycle of abundance. And I feel like we're really living in that cycle of abundance right now, where we know we've had some unexpected bills come in, but instead of panicking, even though sometimes I still do a little bit, I immediately go to, God's got this. Like he's going to take care of us. And that has been a huge shift for me, especially because I'm the type of person who likes to, you know, have A to Z planned out and know how exactly things are going to happen. And I've been able to just give a lot more over to God and take that pressure off of us. So going forward, now that our family has been obedient and tithing and giving our 10%, we really want to lean into being generous givers and, you know, giving above that 10%. I would tell someone who's on the fence when it comes to tithing to just do it. And one thing that has really helped us is once payday hits, once that money hits our checking account, the first thing that we do is we pray and we give before I pay any other bill. That's what we do. And just say a prayer like, God, this is on you. Like, I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm being obedient. So please make a way. My perspective on tithing before we started tithing and giving consistently was I knew that it was something that we should be doing, but it just felt like there was never enough money. And it's like, okay, if I give that, then how am I going to pay this bill or that bill? And so it became a thing where we'd get, okay, well, we can give $100 this week, or we can give $50 this week. And so it was kind of all over the board and there wasn't any consistency, and it definitely wasn't our first and our best. I remember the first time we gave our 10% last year, it felt like three random one-off bills came our way almost immediately. And I feel like that's really how the devil will work and try to throw you off course and almost be like, see, I knew I should have held on to that money. But God made a way. He always does, every single time. And I've heard from so many people with their giving stories the same thing. So don't be discouraged by that and lean in even more, and God's going to take care of you.
Lean in even more and God's going to take care of you. You see, I always think giving, tithing is a lot like you have to change your perspective. It's a lot like putting on glasses. So when I take my glasses off, I really can't see any of your faces. I couldn't have told you who was sitting in this front row here. But when I put my glasses on, I can see clearly. If I leave my glasses off, I can't see what God's going to do. I have to do something before I can see clearly what he's going to do. And I have to keep them on. I have to keep putting them on every single morning. I can't just leave them off. So every time I have to keep my perspective changed on what God wants me to do. And that's what we need to do. You see, I will allow God to shift my perspective when it comes to giving. We have to keep doing it every single time. And when those little bills come up or little things get in your way, you just know, hey, yeah, Satan's trying to take me off course. But when I stay on course, God is going to provide and he's going to take care of every single need. I love that our family members shared their stories today. They shared about giving, and I hope that you got to be encouraged by what they shared. We're going to pray now and ask God to help us keep our perspective on giving with what he would have us to do. God, we thank you so much that you provide everything that we need. God, we thank you that you can do more with 90% than we could ever do with 100%. God, we thank you that when we give, you are faithful, that we can trust your promise, and we know that you will take care of every single need. God, I pray right now that you would help us to have the perspective on giving that you would want us to have, that we would keep our hearts in the right place, God, that we would find joy in giving, that we would help, that you would help us to see all that you're providing for us. God, I pray right now that you would just penetrate our hearts. God, if we're not giving what we're supposed to, that you would help us to know that, God, it's just a joy when we give to you, that you're going to give us more than we need. God, I pray right now that you would just help us, Father, to share that joy with others, that we would just be a light to other people, God, that if we are givers, that we would share it, that we would help others to know, God. And God, I pray that people have questions or need answers, that they would go to you and they would go to their pastors and they would figure that out. God, we thank you for all that you've given us and all that you do for us. We thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Shelley. During many of the videos that we listened to today, you heard this term that they used that said that was all in. This term all in was used again and again. And if you don't know what that means giving everything over to God, making him the leader of our life, recognizing that we're not designed to do life alone or trying to carry the burden all by ourselves. When we give our life over to Jesus, he sets us free from the things that burden us. He says, I care for you. I want to carry you through it. When Jesus is leading us and we're recognizing that love that he has for us, it comes without terms and conditions. We're getting to do life with him. We're getting to be led by him. And part of that perspective change when it comes to giving is recognizing that when we're walking in obedience to him, we're also walking in freedom, because in exchange, he gives us his peace. So if that's you here today and you're not sure, if you've gone all in with God, you've made that decision to make Jesus the leader of your life, I'm going to offer you this opportunity to receive the hope that is in Jesus. I'm going to pray a prayer here in a few moments and ask the entire Focus family to repeat after me, because we don't pray alone here at Focus Church. And if that's you here today and you want to make that decision for Jesus, to make him the leader of your life, maybe for the first time, maybe a recommitment, go ahead and pray that prayer after me, and I'll let you know what to do next. But we're going to pray right now. So if that's you here today and the whole Focus family, I want you to pray this prayer after me as I pray. Say, dear God, I'm sorry for all that I've done wrong. I need to make you in charge of me. I believe you loved me so much, you sent your son Jesus to pay the price for me. I'm ready to live life with you in charge. Give me hope. Give me freedom. Bring focus to my life. In Jesus' name, amen.